Yes, question.
In regard to Brother Brian's lecture, I want to know how we keep the sign of Jesus Christ before us at all times so that our lives can be appropriately adjusted.
Did everyone hear the question?
No.
So Vandine wanted to know, in regards to the first lecture about the sign, how do we keep the sign at all times? Right?
It's seen in the life of the Apostle Paul. It is seen in the life of Stephen. It is seen in the life of Peter. It is seen in the life of John. All these men kept their eyes on two things. First, it is the death of the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. The Apostle Paul, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. Philippians chapter 3, being made conformable unto his death. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. It is Peter. Peter says, I was an eyewitness of his death. I was there when he saw the sufferings of Christ. John also, on the Isle of Patmos, he says he was a companion in the tribulation. What was good? Tribulation.
Kingdom and patience
and tribulation of Jesus Christ. So now these men had gotten before them the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. If that is not in my soul, well then I look at this world differently. The death of Christ, this world put him to death. And if I embrace this world, then I'm embracing what has put the Lord Jesus to death. And friendship with this world is an enmity with God. Secondly, the Apostle Paul kept before him also the man in the glory. Peter says, I was an eyewitness of his sufferings, but also a partaker of the glory that shall follow. John, Revelation, was taken up and see things that shall be hereafter. And those men, eyes were fixed upon the light that was in heaven. And if we keep these two things before us, the death of the Lord Jesus, I'm going to look at sin differently. And if I keep before me also the glories of Christ, I shall be changed from glory to glory by the very same image which I behold. This we need. This is what helps me. It is what helped the Apostle Paul, and helped John, and helped Peter. Then after, it should help me. Christ died. Dwell on that. Tell God, remind him in prayer that Christ died. He died to deliver me out of this world. The book of Galatians started with that. It tells us to deliver us from this present evil world. The death of Christ. But also, I am not down here just going through with a sad face. The glory is what gives you the glory. They give you the gladness of soul. Probably others can add.
Yes.